I'm joined in studio now by Fiona Nolan from the Northside Enterprise Centre.
Morning,
good
John.
Morning. Good morning,
welcome
Fiona.
Back.
And you too.
Thank you very much.
It's a while since we spoke. What's happening since we spoke to you last?
Yeah, we've had a great summer. Lots of changes, lots of new companies in, and lots of our existing companies are doing very, very well. You can definitely see that there's a pickup in the economy. It's continuing to grow. One or two companies have recruited in more staff. So it's a real sense of, you know, that the economy is slowly beginning to lift, and in the right way as well, you know, that we're not going to be depending on just one sector for growth, that there's kind of multiple areas being stimulated and increasing, you know, the money that goes into the exchequer, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you can see that in the traffic as well.
Unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately, I'm sitting in traffic every morning now, and I say, I'm not going to complain. I think it's so much better now than it was 2 or 3 years ago when, you know, you could fly into work, you know. Lucky enough that I was working, you know. So many other people are unemployed, and so many people now are coming back into work, which is great.
Okay, the last time you were talking, I think you had one unit free over there.
They're all gone now, John.
They're all gone.
Yeah, which is great.
And are people moving on?
Some people are moving from the smaller units we have into more open space, bigger space. Others are coming from other enterprise centres where they've outgrown the space that's there. They're coming from, again, incubator, like the smaller units to bigger units. So in the past, where you'd have companies downsizing, it's the opposite. It's now happening. Companies are actually getting bigger. You know, companies coming in are looking for maybe one or two hot desks short term rather than just the one for more longer term. They're looking for that stopgap, which is what our hot desks are for. You know, it's just to turn people over and give them the opportunity they need to kind of settle and look at what they need and plan for the future. I think, as you mentioned before, there is a lot of support out there for enterprise. And I suppose the difficulty for people is, where do they go to get the information?
Yeah.
You know, so Dublin City Enterprise Board, or Dublin City Local Enterprise Office, sorry, as it's now called, is a great source of information. And for anybody in Dublin City starting up, that's where their should be their first port of call. People who are unemployed and who qualify for the back to enterprise allowance would automatically be referred to their local area partnership, which in this area is Northside Partnership. And again, the people there have the information that they need. And I suppose my job then is for small businesses out there, like the one or two person operations, who are looking to see, well, what type of support do I need locally? What's there for me? If they're looking for space, if they're looking for additional training or backup or mentoring, you know, they can come in to me and have a chat. And if I can't help them, I'll certainly point them in the right direction.
So you mentioned the local enterprise offices there. Just tell the listeners the difference between the Northside Enterprise Centre, for instance, and the local offices.
The local enterprise offices. Yeah. We are a community enterprise centre. You know, we provide direct supports into the community. We provide space and hands-on support if required. Our funding comes in from different sources. You know, we do get some grant aid in under various different programmes, like Community Services Programme, for example, or the Jobs Initiative or Community Employment, to help us employ the people we need to run the premises. So therefore, we're creating local employment as well, because all of our staff are recruited from the local area. Then if you look at the local enterprise offices, they're fully supported by government. They don't generate their own income in the same way we do. And they're almost a facilitator of the provision of services on behalf of the government. They've now been, it's a working arrangement now between Enterprise Ireland and the Dublin City Council, and on a national level, the county councils. So, for example, Dublin City Local Enterprise Office is now working out of the council offices based in Dublin City. And they work now very closely with the executives in Enterprise Ireland so that the services are aligned to what's been delivered by Enterprise Ireland. So it's a much more complex setup. So we're completely separate, completely autonomous. And what I'm trying to negotiate with them down the line is that most of their services for Dublin City are delivered within Dublin City. So a lot of the outlying areas, like this area here, for example, which is part of the Dublin City Leo Local Enterprise Office catchment, the people who are working and living here, running their own businesses, the services aren't very accessible to them. So if we were able to negotiate to be able to get the local enterprise office to deliver services from our premises, we'd form a partnership with them, and that would make their services much more accessible to people living and working and running businesses within this community.
And you're working on that, haven't you?
We are trying to seek the support that we need to be able to do that. Yes, and I think that there's a willingness. So watch that space.
Yeah, you know, where is the local enterprise office based?
They recently moved, and I'd need to Google that, and maybe I can give it to your listeners the next time. But if your listeners, if they have access to an Android or a computer, they can Google Dublin City Local Enterprise Office, and it'll pop up, and the contact details are there. Mm. And equally, for I know you've got a very wide listenership, for people living in the area of Fingal, there's the Fingal Local Enterprise Office, and they do exactly the same as Dublin City, slightly maybe more tailored to what the local development strategy is for that local area in terms of business. But the basic services are the same.
Okay, hopefully now you will get them moved around.
Would make sense, you know, and we're helping them to extend their reach. And the same with Enterprise Ireland, though it's a process of negotiation that they are willing to look at delivering some of their services from our site. It just makes sense. It makes the services much more accessible, and we, in our role as deliverers of these services, along with themselves, can help to advertise and market them out to a wider audience, maybe people who might even consider that it was suitable for them.
Would this be a permanently manned office? Like, is there room for...
Well, in terms of the local enterprise office, in terms of delivering their services, it would be down to the workshops that they deliver. Going for growth, for example, next step phases, marketing plans, multimedia strategies for your business, all that's delivered from the city, or it's delivered in from an EI perspective, Enterprise Ireland, from their premises down in East Point. But if we can get those delivered from some of those workshops and training initiatives delivered locally, I imagine that they'd be a lot more accessible to the local entrepreneurs.
Did you have an open day yesterday?
No, that was one of our tenants, St Michael's House. Sorry, the National Learning Network had an open day where they invited people in to their offices where they rent space from us.
Yeah, I was misinformed, so it's just well it didn't go around.
It's a great organisation, and I can see firsthand the great work that they do. And they're one of our tenants that falls into that kind of not-for-profit area. We have provision for that within our plan. Most of our tenants are income-generating, profitable companies. And then the rest of them we've spaced them for, you know, delivering essential services into the community. And prior to them locating their training provision here, people from this community who wants to go on to National Learning Network courses had to go to Swords. And Swords, if you're not driving, is very inaccessible.
It's actually
quite awkward to get to. So now they deliver directly for local people in the community the services that are available to them. So it's well worth giving David Burke a buzz. You know, if they ring our directly into our office, 867-5200, and ask for David, they'll be put through to him. If anybody out there is interested in finding out about more what the National Learning Network deliver.
Just give us that number again.
867-5200.
Now, you mentioned your tenants there. Is there any particular tenants around there that... unusual. I know there was a print firm around there. Are they still with you?
Well, we have Clover Rua.
Clover Rua,
and they're doing brilliantly. They've just got into Dublin Airport, which is a big coup for them. And the Dublin Airport took on their postcards, birthday cards, general greeting cards, and some more of their tea towels and aprons and whatever. So we're looking to see, or they're looking to see, how well they move. It's a new initiative by the Dublin Airport Authority. The buyers in there have set up an area to kind of hit that middle of the range priced product, rather than going for the cheapy or the more expensive Irish type product. They're now looking at that middle of the range, kind of better quality but still affordable. So hopefully now it'll work out for them. But yeah, they're very, very busy, and they've taken on an extra staff member, which is great. And so it's growing.
That's great.
Isn't growing, it? Growing.
You know, taking people off that queue downstairs. It's great to get people taken off that.
And then we have Keith, who runs FitCert, one of our newer tenants, and they provide the booming health industry and exercise industry is just, as you know, mushroomed. and they run courses in different locations. I think they got a base here and up in Drogheda, and this is their administration office, and they run all sorts of courses for people like ourselves who want to keep fit, John.
Yeah.
Or for people in the industry who want to upskill, you know, maybe do look at increasing their knowledge around physio, for example, or nutrition and stuff like that. So yeah, it's going very well for him. And again, he would subcontract out a lot of work to experienced trainers, so he's creating employment in that way. And yeah, so he's doing really, really well.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
Firm's doing well. And
they
taking on people.
They are, and you know, and subcontracting, and again, and they are in that way, as I said, generating employment. So, you know, it's been, they've been through a very challenging time, but most of the businesses have come through, and all I can see now is kind of like a bright light at the end of the tunnel for them, you know. But, you know, we're still struggling with a local authority that is very unreasonable in terms of the rates issue, you know. So we have businesses coming in, and not only do they have to pay their rent, they also are hit with rates. And that's a struggle as well for a lot of small companies, you know, to be able to kind of how to generate that sort of income, pay that bill before they do anything else. So it's a constant struggle for them to be able to kind of meet. And it's the same for every other business in the city, you know.
Yeah, there's no joined up thinking out there, really. Like,
no, there isn't. You see, on one hand, you know, you have the Taoiseach talking about we need to be more competitive. And then on the other hand, you've got the increasing in the rates, and they want to increase the minimum wage, or what they're calling a living wage, which is all very well. But think of the impact that that will have down the line on a small business, going from, I think it's 8.65 up to, I think it's over maybe 10 or 11 euro, which is what they want to increase, they're calling it the living wage. And I think that's great for people who are on the minimum wage, and that they'll be able to kind of, you know, have more income and to be able to afford more things for themselves and their families and have a better quality of life. But at the same time, if the small business has to pay that out because that's the law, they might lose their job because the company can't afford it. So it's anti-competitive in a sense, and it's not about creating employment. So it's about trying to get, I do agree that there should be some level of increase, but it has to be reasonably balanced. And one of the things on a European level that makes us anti-competitive is cost of insurance and cost of wages.
That's
you know, so
yeah,
other,
that,
so
that's another debate for another day.
Another day, and it is. It's very serious.
Yeah, it
you know,
is.
Particularly. So I'm speaking from now, not from the unemployed perspective.
Yeah,
so I have a dual brief, as you know.
Yeah, but
certainly from the business, and even us running that business over there.
Yeah,
running the enterprise centre, you know, that would have a very negative effect on us as well. So while we agree there should be some level of increase, it's to moderate it or maybe scale it up, rather than it comes down the line and all of a sudden then, you know, you're stuck with a huge, maybe a 1 or 2% increase in your wage bills. So it's about being reasonable and looking at what we can afford, and at the same time maintain our competitiveness on a European and world level.
You need people, as I said earlier, joined up thinking. You need everybody to talk to each other and see what comes up with.
Yeah, but I mean, against all that, look, running your own business is not easy. However,
no, it's
very rewarding.
Yeah, it's there's a lot more to it than just producing your product.
Exactly, and I would encourage as many people as possible who are thinking about it. You know, and of course, as we said before, the recession forced many kind of nascent entrepreneurs into a situation where they were unemployed or becoming unemployed, and that there was no other option for them, and it forced them to maybe take a step that they might not have done because of the comfort of working within a business and getting a wage pack at the end of every month. And some of them have said to me, it's the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And there'll be hiccups along the way. But
of course
you learn. You learn by
but that's life.
Learn by your mistakes.
That's life.
Okay, Fiona, you're going to hang around for us.
I am.
We have to take a break now because we're going to be talking to Aideen Troy from the Junior Entrepreneur Programme.